I think we are very much aware that Namibia has done tremendous work with regards to policies to protect children with disabilities. We have the Disability Act that really defines that. And as you rightfully said, the Children's Act also. But we know also that was also, we have the Convention on the of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which Namibia signed and ratified in 2007. And this has made a way of the Disability Act that we have as a country. But how can we do that to ensure that this law is being enforced? I think when we look at, for example, radio messages and megaphones that are accessible to many, these channels still exclude people who have hearing impairment, for example, and may not reach those with learning disabilities. So what we could do as a country is to ensure that we develop materials like Braille, which will work best for children with sight disability, and then we can have, I know NBC has sign language experts, interpreters that work during news, but I think this should be a norm rather than an exception to ensure that we have even subtitles for our videos, our news, and this obviously will be part and parcel of moving forward to ensure that we include people and children with disabilities in everything that we do. An issue of accessibility is also very important. If we can create as a country standard to ensure that every public space in Namibia is accessible to children and people with disability, will be a one-way step we can handle and take and to enable them to be independent like every Namibian.
Thank you so much. Well answered. So how can we continue to challenge the barriers, discrimination, and prejudice that children with disabilities face every day?
I think it has to do with the way we do things as a country and as a nation. Communities need to see disability not as a child, a child with disability, not a child who is who cannot do anything for themselves or herself, but we need to include them in everything that we do. For example, we have the ministry, the government has created a division of disability affairs and marginalized communities within the Ministry of Gender Equality, Poverty, Education and Social Welfare. So for us to be to include them in policies and in decision-making is the right way to do. So in a nutshell, these policies that we have developed through this division will ensure that the protection of children with disabilities are in line with the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities are realized.
Exquisite. Statistics also show that 82% of children with disabilities have never attended school in rural areas, compared to the 18% in the country's urban areas. In Namibia, all children have the right to education. Do you think there is a dedicated ministerial strategy in place to ensure the protection of children with disabilities?
Yes, we do. Like I said now, we have a Division of Disability Affairs and Marginalized Communities within the Ministry of Gender Equality, Poverty, Education, and Social Welfare. The division advocates and promotes the human rights issues of persons with disabilities, and that includes children as well. And as the aim is really to improve their lives, to enhance their dignity and well-being, as well as to empower them and strengthen the implementation of this National Disability Act and other regional and international instruments such as the United Nations on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. For them to be included really and in enforcing what this division tries aims to realize is to ensure that we make sure that schools are accessible for these children. If you look at our schools around, are all schools having ramps, for example, for a child who's in a wheelchair? Do we have Braille in all the schools to ensure that they're included? As UNICEF, we don't advocate for special schools, but rather we would like every school in Namibia to have teachers with special skills to be able to ensure that these children, the children with disabilities, can learn with their peers in the same classroom, in the same school. So we need to ensure that they are in school. And how do we do that? To enforce these policies that we have in place.
Thank you. Well, I have another question lined up for you. Well, gender equality involves empowering all children and providing them with the same human rights. How can we encourage equality, especially in school?
First, we need to have an understanding of what gender equality is. And because sometimes we tend to misunderstand the concept. Gender equality is when people of all genders have equal rights. They have the equal responsibility and opportunities. We know that everyone is affected by gender inequality. And women, men, children, families, children with disabilities, it impacts all of us in the society, and it impacts everyone in every age, no matter which background, which family or background you come from. So we know that reports from the Ministry of Education and Culture reveal that we have a lot of boys in Namibia who are repeating grade one. So, and when you go up into the ladder, into the progression in school, we see more boys lagging behind in education. So our role is to see how best can we ensure that our boys are not left behind as well, and that is also part of gender equality. So for us in UNICEF, the vision is for all girls and boys, no matter their background, no matter where they come from, to have their rights realized, especially the most marginalized and those with disabilities and those from poor households. It is only when we include everyone that we'll be dealing with gender equality.
Okay, Ms. Judy Machila, you mentioned something about inclusiveness and the boy child most likely repeating grade one in some areas. Can you highlight some of the critical issues affecting children, both the girl child and the boy child, and what are some of the solutions to these challenges?
Okay, you know, there are so many challenges, emerging challenges for children. An example I can use is the impact of COVID-19 to children. It impacted all of us in Namibia. But if you look at reports, you see that children actually are the ones that were bearing the brunt of the impact of COVID. We know that many children, because schools were closed, many children did not go to school. So what happened at home, the frustration that takes place when they don't meet their peers. When we open schools, many children do not go back to school. And during COVID, a lot of young girls fell pregnant, so we saw a very high teenage pregnancy rate. So many children became parents at the time. So what are we doing? We need to realize the emerging issues that are impacting us as a country. Right now, we know what is happening globally. For example, the war in Ukraine, it's also affecting children. How does it do, especially those from marginalized communities and those from poor households? We know everything has skyrocketed. The inflation is very high. Food has become very expensive. A lot of families cannot really afford, and they barely can make it on a monthly or even on a daily basis. So what we need to do as a country to recognize what the issues that are impacting children. We know that the Ministry of Gender Equality, Poverty Eradication and Social Welfare has increased the grants that are available for poor children, the grants that are available for people with disabilities. So I think our grant system, we are one of the countries that is doing very, very well in ensuring that people who need those social grants have access to them. And we see the positive impact that they have, because most of that money that the government is giving to poor households, to families of children with disabilities, is making inroads and ensuring that children survive and they can grow.
Thank you very much. Moving on to the final question. According to the Sustainable Development Goals of Goal 4, it states that quality education is to be ensured inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. How do we make sure that this quality education is evenly spread out between the boy child and the girl child?
Okay. There are multiple issues here when we talk about inclusivity for lifelong learning. We know in Namibia, through the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture, there is a policy for education for all. So we are one of the few lucky African countries that have ensured that we have education for all. So no child can say, no family can say we can't go to school. We also know that we now have free education from primary to secondary education. But how do we ensure that children stay in school? I think this is the whole society's challenge that we need to embark on. Families at home need to ensure that children go to school. Parents have to work with the government. We know schools have parents' school board. So those platforms need to ensure that they bring a society of children that goes to school as well. So as a country, we're doing well in numbers in having children to school. Our challenge is really to work on maintaining them in school. The issue of teenage pregnancy, we need to handle it, to look at how best can we ensure that a girl child who falls pregnant really goes back to school. We know we have policies, but the implementation thereof needs more. We still need to do more in that regard. For boys, we need to look at skills that can ensure that they can continue and acquire skills that they need to be a better citizen. I know through this transforming education that the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture is working on. They are looking at issues of having vocational training. How best can we enhance our vocational training so that if a child is not good in mathematics, the child can have other skills that can make them be better citizens and contribute to the economy of the country. So We are doing. The government is doing a lot, but we still need to do more. And this cannot not only be done through the government, but we need the civil society, we need the international development. Hence, UNICEF is working very closely with the Ministry of Education to ensure that we look at how best can we transform the education to make it inclusive and to make sure that no child is left behind, especially those from the most vulnerable families and groups.